Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joe. And welcome to Living Your Life with Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge or agree with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul is there. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today, and I bless you back. All right. So, opportunities await. They await you. You know, it's amazing how many times we allow ourselves to get stuck in a rut, and we think that we can't prosper, we can't grow, we can't be loved, we can't love others, life is hard, and you know, we start singing the song. Until we actually start to believe it in our own consciousness, we find that everything becomes difficult, challenging, and overwhelming. Meanwhile, we're forgetting that we are made in the image and likeness of our Creator. We are here to continue the creation and around us. And the point is indicative of our progress. Already thought up and designed and somebody built your cell phone. Okay. And then somebody sold it to you. And somebody sold you the package that goes along with it and allows you access to 7 billion other people. Well, there's 4 billion people that own a smartphone as of last count. Okay. The same thing happened with the car you drive, the home you live in, the clothing you wear. Okay? So when you really think about it, there are possibilities and opportunities all around you. And we are all here to create. But if you don't see those opportunities, instead, all you're seeing is the pain and suffering, the lack and limitation, fear, anger, disappointment, then you have already dishonored yourself, dishonored your Creator, and you have set yourself on a path to fail. each and every one of us brings something unique and special to the table. Okay? And the thing is, we need to know what that is. And the way to know what that is by looking at those things you love to do, or those things you love to hear about, or those things you love to participate in, or those things you find yourself getting lost in, forgetting about time, and just loving it. For some people, it's music. For some people, it's religion. For some people, it's art. For some people, it's numbers. For some people, it's teaching. For some people, it's taking things apart and putting them back together. For some people, it's cleaning. For some people, it's designing. But each of us brings our own unique spin to each one of our hobbies, our interests. Okay. Two people can be sitting and watching a movie or a television show and get a completely different idea or a different message from the material given. Two people can read the same paragraph, the same poem, the same book, and come up with a completely different understanding. That is your uniqueness. That is your soul at work. Okay? Because it is comprised of your upbringing, your beliefs, your experiences, and all of these things have shaped you into the person that you are today through your choices. And if you choose not to see the opportunities available to you, or if you choose not to take advantage of it, then you have set yourself on a kamikaze course to fail. And the reason why it's so difficult is because it's like the universe is just trying to push you back into that thing that you love doing, trying to reveal to you your purpose, that which makes you happy. You see, because if you don't really know what your purpose is, then you're just walking around aimlessly, mindlessly, wandering. Permanently detoured, and you find that the pieces just don't fit together. But when you follow your passion, when you follow your unique, that thing that it just does it for you, and find a way to express yourself in the process, then you discovered your purpose. Ask yourself, what is it that I do better than others or differently from others? What is it that makes me feel good about myself? What is it that charges me up? Okay? And when you can name that, what is it that you care about? What is it you want to read about, you want to hear about, you want to be involved in? Okay? Whatever that is, what are the different avenues that you can participate in that? Okay, so maybe you can't be a pro basketball player, or maybe you can't be a rock star. But you can be involved in sports, even in basketball. You can teach it. You can write about it. You can critique it. Okay, a lot of people make a lot of money just sitting around talking about it. Sometimes we have to understand that we may not be the one out front. We may be the one behind the scenes. We may be the one that put all the pieces together. But someone else to shine and to lead the charge. Okay. And that doesn't make a second fiddle. A lot of times we get caught up in that, but why does he have to get the top role? Why can't I? Well, because maybe they're the best person for us. Or maybe you just haven't proven yourself in this area. It's almost like we sometimes think that all our hopes and dreams are supposed to just fall out of the sky and we are benefited by them and just blessed without any effort on our part at all. Sometimes we take our lives for granted. And rather than whining and crying about what you don't have, why not instead say, you know what, maybe I haven't done enough to prove myself or to make myself known in this particular area. Maybe I haven't inserted myself in the mix so that I can become a part of basketball or the music industry. Maybe I haven't put enough energy into the knowledge that I have already acquired and would love to share with others. Maybe I haven't bothered to write that book or that blog. Maybe I haven't checked into the ways I could make money online. As of right now, I could tell you 50 different things that the average person could do to start a business and make money online today. Okay, spending less than $100, because that's always an issue for people. How much is it going to cost? You know, let me just say something about that. Okay? Whatever it costs, it's an investment in your future. And if you don't think you're good enough to invest in, and your future is not worth you're taking the time and putting forth the energy and investing the money in order to better yourself, to make yourself greater than you were the day before, then you deserve the lack of limitation, the disappointment, the blocks and the barriers that you have been experiencing in your life. Your number one objective in life is to create. And on this planet, Earth, there is going to be absolutely no progress, no change, no transformation, no creation. Unless you are fully invested in yourself, overlook your blessings, or misuse them. Most people just miss them, period. Mainly because they're too busy looking for an easy way out, a quick fix. Okay? Whereas they don't have to do anything. They don't even have to show up. Okay? They don't have to learn anything. They just want it given to them. Okay? These are people that everybody else hates to see coming, quite frankly. Okay? It's like, oh no, here we go. I gotta listen to this person whine some more about how life is unfair and how bad it is treated me. Okay? Well, today, just for no reason at all, try a different approach. Okay? Take a moment to assess your strengths, your skills, your talents, your abilities, your interests, your hobbies. Okay, all the things that other people tell you, you know, you're really good at that. Okay. Ask yourself, how much are you selling yourself for to your boss every day? Okay. All you people out there who, I don't want to sell anything. Okay, you sell yourself every day to your boss, to your family members, to your friends, to yourself. These aren't accidents. These are things that you actually put forth effort and energy and invest your time and money into. The question is, how's it working for you? Are you progressing? Because if you are in the same position or place today that you were 5 years ago, then you've made no progress at all. You haven't created anything. Because you haven't changed or transformed anything. You haven't positioned yourself to create, or to be happy, or to be healthy, or to be loved. These are the things that make all the difference in your life. There are no accidents, and everything can. The people who succeed are the ones who have pushed forth the effort, the time, the money, the energy into succeeding. They learn what they need to learn, and they partner with people who can supplement whatever they don't know. And they position themselves for greatness. And it's not always easy, but it can be. It can be as easy as you say it. And what I mean by that is that if you expect this to be drudgery and painful and difficult, very close shall it be in your life. Okay, some of us like to take the scenic route to get where we want to go. Some of us feel like we got to have 8 years of education, higher education, and $50,000 and $1,000 suits and $300 pairs of shoes, thin order. To move forward with our lives. They don't feel prepared. They're not ready to present themselves yet. I can't start this business yet because I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't have all the knowledge. I mean, I got to go through all of these little steps before I can begin. Well, let me tell you, I can give you countless accounts of people who started with nothing. And I'm not talking about 200 years ago. I'm talking about yesterday. Okay? All it takes is one great idea. Or one person, and who likes you. Okay? All it really takes is just understanding that all that you want, need, seek, and desire is attainable. The moment you start utilizing your energy, your skills, your talents, your ability in such a way that it benefits you. And no, it's not always about money, but you can't live on this planet without it. You can't live a better life without it. You can't even have a love affair without it. Money is evil or that it comes from the devil or anything like that. It's just energy. Transferred from one perception to another. That's all it is. It's just the measuring stick. It measures where you live, how you live, the car you drive, where your kids go to school, the fun you have, the clothing you wear. Okay. It basically keeps score. That's it. You don't have to see it. In 2015, you don't have to see your money. It just goes up in your bank account from now on, automatically. We use little cards to extract or withdraw money from our account. It's not the money. Money's not the problem. Money is just a scorekeeper. Okay? But the way to increase your money, the way to open or expand opportunity is by doing that which you love, that which you're good at. And then making money is effortless. Spoke to a woman yesterday. She just felt like it was the end of the world and she was never going to get anywhere. She was ready to hang it up. So why she called me, I'm not real sure. But I'm glad she did. Because what we found is that she had the wrong idea about her life. And she talks about how she has tried this and tried that, and this and that didn't work. And she failed in this area and in that area and didn't have anybody who really cared about me. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sure she's on the line now listening to you talk about it. That's okay, too. And it only took about an hour to make her understand. You're going the wrong way. Okay? And but by taking the knowledge, the experience, the beliefs, her choices, and her present position, putting a different spin on it, turning it around. She had a renewed awakening and was immediately changed in her voice, in her demeanor, in her attitude. And she has already started opening doors for herself that she thought were presently closed. She's got a brand new attitude. She's got a meeting today with a very successful celebrity that is more than happy to give her a shot. You see, you got to expand your network. You got to ask for what you want. You got to partner with those that can assist and fill in the gap. Everybody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. People often say, well, I don't have the money. I don't have the time. You have some money and you have some time. If you want to better your life, you'll find a way to do it. Okay? Oh, you didn't have any trouble getting your hair laid this week, getting your nails done. Okay, hanging out with your bud, buying that case of beer. Why wouldn't you invest to better yourself? Why wouldn't you take a chance on yourself to live a life of unlimited joy? Opportunity awaits. Your recognition is there. But nothing happens until you say and acknowledge that it is. Put yourself on the fast track to success, to happiness, to love, to health, today. No excuse. Go to my website, www.unlimitedjoy.org. Run the program. Let's get it together. For a change. In the meantime, get blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.